Coming into the day, a big opportunity for 17th-ranked West Virginia to, well, show that that off-season hype was worth it. And after an hour and five-minute weather delay, certainly seems that way. 17th-ranked Mountaineers roll Tennessee in the second half, 40-14, the final, after a 13-7 halftime score. Let's quickly relive this ballgame. And again, Will Greer coming in with all the Heisman hype in the world and weapons at his disposal. And after an early field goal, after missing in the end zone, he didn't miss the second time around.
Petaway lined up behind him at the pistol. First down and 10. Greer has the snap, fakes the handoff. Back to throw with Todd. Fires down the field. That one is caught. That's going to be a first down. Running down the left sideline. 30, 25 to the 20. Inside the 15. Inside the 10. Tight roping the sideline. And in for the touchdown. TJ Simmons. He came across the field, made the catch, worked his way to the sideline, and goes all the way. A 59-yard touchdown strike. And with 3:32 to go in the first, the Mountaineers have a 9-0 lead.
Hit the extra point, 10-0 lead to the second quarter. Questions about the Mountaineers' defense, but they held Tennessee to 27 yards in that first 15 minutes. The Vols, though, got in a rhythm to start the second quarter and took the ball to the one. First and goal, trying to punch it in. West Virginia stopped him three times, but the Vols decided to go for it on fourth.
Jordan is the tailback, single receiver, Callaway to the left. Garantano takes the snap, back on a play fake, looks, throws end zone, got a man, and is caught. Touchdown, Tennessee! Dominic Wood Anderson, the junior college transfer in the back of the end zone, was all alone. Garantano put it right on him, and the Volunteers find six with 6:13 to go here in the second quarter. West Virginia 10 and Tennessee 6.
That to cap a 17-play drive that took more than 8 minutes off the clock and gained some momentum. Now, West Virginia was able to get a field goal before the half, so 13-7. Mountaineers had the lead into the locker room, where both teams would stay for an extra 65 minutes due to a lightning delay. But when they came back out, Will Greer found his favorite target from a season ago.
Greer surveys the defense with the play clock at 15. He's got plenty of time. Now motions out to his receivers on the left. Jennings lined up inside of Sims. Jennings comes in motion to the left. Greer gets the snap, fakes the handoff, back to throw, going deep down the right side. Sims is open, makes the catch into the end zone. Touchdown, West Virginia. 33-yard touchdown strike to David Sills. He missed him earlier, but that time Greer put it right on his hands. And the Mountaineers in the end zone, they lead 19-7 with 12:54 to go in the third.
Remember, those two hooked up 18 touchdowns last year for David Sills, which tied for the nation's lead. He would have a second one later, but not before Greer went back to work the next time touching the ball with a Wrangler highlight of the game.
Greer takes the shotgun snap. He's back to throw. He looks. He's going deep down the right side. It is caught. That's a Tennessee or a West Virginia touchdown. Gary Jennings able to beat his man on the right side, and another beautiful throw from Greer right on his hands, a 28-yard touchdown strike, and the Mountaineers have a 26-7 lead with 8:09 to go here in the third.
Yeah, full command to grab our Wrangler highlight of the game, brought to you by the Wrangler Performance Series, collection of shorts, jeans, and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and four-way flex technology. Wrangler Performance Series, try on a pair today. Up by 20, was never back within less than 13, and they pull away for a 40-14 win. West Virginia storms out of week one, 1-0, dropping the Volunteers to 0-1.